The game against UConn is a very winnable game for the Lady Balls, or so assistant coach Gabe Blasso puts it. And I guess you first have to believe it before you can achieve it, even if recent history tells you it might not go in your favor. The Huskies have won the last four matchups by a combined like 57 points. But I have three keys to the game that could lead to that signature win for the Lady Balls. And it starts by capitalizing on turnovers. When they got back to their brand of defense, where they were aggressive at the top of the press, they affected the game at will against the Tigers. They forced 24 total turnovers against the Tigers, but they weren't really able to do much with it. 20 points off of those turnovers, which sounds like a good number, but when you break it down, it's only about like 1.2 points per turnover. They're not going to be so fortunate, as you know, your season averages will tell you, that UConn, they only turn it over about 10 times a game. And at that rate, maybe you walk away with 7 or so points with those turnovers. So they have to do a better job of being efficient with those turnovers. But how are they getting those turnovers in the first place, right, against Missouri? So when Ken Caldwell talked about not being timid at the top of the press, well, they were very aggressive, right? They forced 4 backcourt violations just in one quarter alone. They had, you know, when they set the trap perfectly, they had other violations there. They had 5-second inbound violations. They had 2 shot clock violations when they were playing lockdown defense. So in 3 different ways that they were playing defense, they were able to affect the game at will. And that's the type of defensive focus that they'll need against the UConn Huskies, who, again, they don't turn it over much. In fact, they turn their opponents over about 18, 19 times a game, and they get a handful of steals per game to go along with that. So they need to do a much better job of being able to capitalize on those turnovers. Sounds nice, but how do they do it? Well, for starters, it's about having better IQ plays, as Kim Caldwell will say it. And what does that really look like? Well, it starts with communication. She says it's tough to talk when you're, you know, sprinting down the court, but there has to be some type of signal that you're giving to your teammates to either get them in their right spots, to help set up that half court offense, help set up the offense so that you can get a clean bucket off. And sometimes that just comes down to making a noise, screaming. We hear Talaysia Cooper with these loud outbursts and sounds all the time during games. And that's a great way for her to show her teammates that she's open. She's got to look, hurry up and get it to me. It also comes down to spatial awareness, making sure that you're getting it to the ball, getting the ball to the player that's in the best spot, i.e. if it's Jewel Spear at the three-point line, get it to Jewel Spear at the three-point line, or Cooper in the field, or Alyssa Latham getting a baseline layup. That's a lot of what Jewel Spear said. It's just recognizing each other's strengths and making sure that we're getting it to them at the right time so that they can have a high percentage shot in that opportunity, because possessions will come at a premium against the UConn Huskies. And that gets to my second point, where controlling the pace of the game will be a big key to the game. And it sounds kind of interesting when both teams like to play fast, but the thing is that the Lady Balls can't be sped up by UConn. They have to do a good job of being the one to control the fast pace, to be in control and to not be rushed. UConn, they love playing fast. Paige Beckers is leading the team with about 19 points a game. Sarah Strong is right behind her with 17 points a game. So they have shooters around on offense that if they can get out in transition, which is what they want to do, they do a really good job of capitalizing in transition, then this game could be busted open very quickly, very early on. But if we look to, you know, what Paige Beckers is expecting out of the Lady Balls, it's that the Lady Balls will bring the press. And she says the best thing that they can do is just embrace that they will do that. She says sometimes they like bringing the press as well. So this game might look a little bit like a mirror of each other. But the best way for the Lady Balls to dictate the pace when it comes through their defense is making sure that, again, they're communicating. That would be a huge key to this game, that they're communicating the way that they want to. And then when they're on defense or when they're on offense, they have to play clean because UConn, they do a really good job of turning teams over. They force nearly 19 turnovers a game with 20 steals a game as well. Kim Caldwell says that UConn will capitalize on any mistake that they make in this game. So they have to play very clean basketball. And that was one of the biggest frustrating factors against Missouri is that she says, we had 3-4 fantastic practices and it just didn't translate to the game. So getting out to that quicker start, capitalizing on those turnovers, massive key, the third key, and it's something that UConn's coach Gino was talking about earlier this week. He says the biggest difference in this game might come down to mindset. He says that's exactly what makes the Lady Vols dangerous is the mindset that they had, that they never believe that they're out of a game. He says, you know, 20-point leads are now like 10-point leads. It does not matter how big the lead is, the Lady Vols never believe that they're out of it. And we've seen that a lot. They've come back from huge deficits, whether it happens in the second or third quarter, the Lady Vols always find a way to make games close late. And it was good that they finally saw a game in close in their favor when they were on the road against Missouri, who is a much better team than their record would indicate. But they need to be prepared mentally for this to be a four-quarter game. It will take all 40 minutes for Tennessee to be able to pull off a signature win. It just needs them, as Jule Spear will say, for them to be a resilient bunch in this matchup, and Tennessee could probably get that win. If you want to hear more about Kim Caldwell and how she's humbled by the opportunity to coach in this historic and heated rivalry, I suggest you go over to this video next and give that a listen. But I will be back later tonight for a post-game recap on Tennessee men's basketball against Missouri. And then again, tomorrow, I'll have a really nice feature coming up on the rivalry renewed between the Lady Vols and UConn. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss that when we talk to a former Lady Vols head coach. I'll talk to you guys later tonight.